Hey guys, welcome to the Jetsonic Family Travel Podcast.
Can you believe it's our very first podcast?
Yeah.
Well, we are very excited to have all of you here for our very first podcast. Our podcast is here to inspire family travel, whether you're doing it full-time or just a short vacation. We can't wait to give you tips, tricks, and tell you our story as we get ready to embark on a full-time travel adventure. Welcome to the first episode of the Jet Setting Family Travel Podcast. We are so excited to have you guys here with us today. So before we start, we wanted to say thank you so much for being here. It is episode one, and to have an audience, no matter how big or small, means the world to us. And we just want to let you guys know, for us, the podcast is all about connection, connecting you guys with other travel families, and also for us to connect with you. So if you have comments, questions, if you have suggestions at any time throughout our season, we hope you reach out and know how appreciative we are for your support.
Our interview on today's episode will be with Mike and Carly Walton of the Walton Adventure. But before then, let us introduce ourselves to you.
We are really just an ordinary family. We have had a very typical life until now. Rod and I met, we graduated from college, got our MBAs, married, had kids, and joined the workforce. So nothing really, anything interesting or different. We just started realizing that we were putting a lot of our hopes and dreams off until, I guess, further down the road.
We wanted to spend more time with our children. We wanted to travel more as a family. And a lot of the things that we hear as we started having kids is, hey, you better put those travel plans aside because traveling with kids is a nightmare and you don't want to do it until they're older and you are in a better, more stable position, not only financially, but as a family. And maybe we're just a little bit impatient.
I don't know. Everyone just kept saying, wait till you retire. And when you retire, you definitely have a lot more financial stability and a lot less worry on some extents. But I think it also comes down to, you know, what if things change rapidly in life? We kind of had some life-changing moments, some difficult moments where we realized tomorrow isn't guaranteed. And it made us kind of decide that we didn't want to put things off and keep living a life just waiting to get to what we really wanted to do. We wanted to really pursue those hopes and dreams now. And we also didn't want to miss out on our kids' childhood and really wanted to spend all of the time possible that we could with them while they were young and while they thought we were kind of cool, because we know later on in life they're going to have girlfriends and sports and things and not really want to hang out with us. And right now, in their little eyes, we're like rock stars. We pretty much are awesome to them.
I especially miss them when I would go off to work and I wouldn't really see them until the afternoon and evening for about an hour or two before putting them down. So for me, it was really a decision that was guided by spending more time with my entire family. And if we have the means and the opportunity to do so now, why not take that risk, right? It's not a risk-free decision. There is a ton of things that could happen that would detract us from doing it. But we realized, hey, if we do some planning, we can go through with this process, get rid of most of the stuff that we have, and then save some money to be able to travel. And along the way, build an online business so that we can sustain those travels for the long term.
So for us, when we started talking about ways to spend more time with kids, I think the first thing wasn't really, we're going to travel. I don't think that's exactly where we started. It was kind of like we wanted to find a way to be location independent. And then we talked a lot about vacationing along the way. Like, oh, you know, we want to fit in more travel. And it really wasn't until we discovered other travel families that we realized we could combine those two dreams into one.
Yeah, with the internet and the availability of Wi-Fi, with social media and all of the opportunities that you have with a online run business, I think that our eyes were open to the possibility and we figured, why not us? You know, why can't we do something similar? We have a pretty interesting story. We have some pretty cute kids and we have some skills in photography and web design, tech stuff that we can leverage to make this happen for us.
So we finally made the decision, this is what we're going to do, and we set a date a year out. We figured in a year, we had time to sell almost everything we own, and guys, we were definitely consumers back then. We had a lot of stuff.
So much.
It was daunting. And a big home to really just scale down to pretty much the bare bones of things we would keep. During that year, we also had to plan for Rod to give notice to his work. He was Air Force, so that's a long process to get out. Our son was in kindergarten, so we kind of wanted him to finish the year and not rip him out mid-year. And we also wanted some time to test the waters with social media and how to build a platform. So it was kind of a process, and we just decided, this is what we're going to do. This is the day we want to leave, and we got a plan for it.
And we want to be able to give more details on later episodes on specifically what it is that we did, how we did it, what are some best practices and lessons that we've learned in doing so. But we just want you to know it was grueling and it's hard and it's very time consuming getting rid of all of your stuff. So that's why we gave ourselves time, but it's completely worth it, right?
Yes.
We are in the first leg of our journey already and we are loving it so far. But that is what led us to become the Jet Setting Family.
So there you have it, guys. That is the brief, condensed version of the Jet Setting Family backstory. I'm sure with future episodes, we will definitely dive into more details and get into the nitty gritty. But for now, we're just super excited to introduce our first interview guest.
So for this first interview, we decided to speak with Mike and Carly Walton of the Walton Adventure. Mike and Carly, along with their 16-month-old daughter, Whitney, are currently on a full-time travel adventure. We originally discovered them through Instagram. They have some amazing photos and videos that you guys will have to check out. They've been on the road for the past year, so I'm excited to talk about what it is that led them to pursue travel. What kind of things are they doing to support themselves and make travel sustainable financially? As well as, what's it like traveling with a young baby and now 16-month-old? Carly is expecting their second child as well, so I am really curious to find out whether they're going to continue traveling after they give birth to their second, and what are their plans for the future now that they are a growing family. So with that, I'd like to introduce Mike and Carly Walton. Hey, guys.
Hey, thank you. Thanks so much. We're happy to be here.
All right. So let's start off just telling us about yourselves.
Okay. So a little about us. Yeah, we are the Walton Adventure. We've been traveling for a year now. I'm from Vancouver, Canada, originally. I moved down to Scottsdale, Arizona a couple years ago, and that's where I met Carly. Carly's from that area. So we lived there for a couple years and we had Whitney, and a couple months after we had Whitney, we decided to go in a different direction and start traveling full time. We're a very outdoorsy family. We kind of focus on adventure family content.
That sounds awesome. That's what it should be all about, right? Trying to inspire other families to not only travel more together, but really spend more time outdoors, spend more time together and having fun all along the way, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there something that needed to change that led you guys to start this full-time travel? Or is it just, hey, let's just have a different kind of lifestyle and see if we can make it happen, you know, financially and as a family?
Yeah, great question. We were kind of doing the normal working 9-to-5 jobs, and we started kind of talking about longer term travel. And actually, Carly, you were kind of the first person to bring that up because of some things that you were listening to.
Yeah, I had heard a podcast by someone who was traveling with their family, and they had been traveling for like 7 years, and he was also a music teacher. And I was really inspired by his travel story and what their family had been learning and where they had lived. And so we kind of started talking about it. And at the time we were in quite a bit of student debt. I should say I was in student debt. And as a couple and as a family, we were working really, really hard to get out of that debt so we could travel. And so we could really not just travel, but so we could live our dreams.
So how long from the time that you made the decision to the actual kind of departure, how long of a time frame was that?
From when we decided to when we left?
Yeah.
It was about 2.5 years from when we started talking about it. However, our decision to sell everything and move and start traveling, that didn't happen until after Whitney was born. And so we had about 6 weeks actual like selling and planning. We knew it was in our future sometime, but we hadn't made that final decision until after Whitney was born. And we were just like, let's do this.
Yeah. One of the things is we were, after we were married and we looked at the finances, we had big dreams and we had big goals. And we knew that if we wanted to do any of those things, and that included travel, that we needed to get out of debt. So we went into crazy mode. Our free time that we had was often spent doing really cheap things like going on hikes. And it was there that we kind of connected over this love of the outdoors. And it was a great break from the work that we were doing to get out of debt. And we were like, we killed it for 2 years, like working our butts off.
Like we paid off 90,000 plus in student debt.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
During that time, there's so many key principles that we learned about frugal living, about communication and about finances. And I, it's weird to say that we're kind of grateful for the hard work that we had to go through and how that's kind of transferred into how we look at travel and how we look at our lifestyle now.
Yeah, that's great, guys. So, you know, a lot of people, they not necessarily can't relate to that feeling, but it's a different kind of lifestyle and a different kind of thought process, right? So when you announced it to your friends and family, what kind of reactions did you receive from them?
We actually had some pretty mixed reactions. A lot of our friends were surprised, but super excited for us. Funny thing was, we actually told some of our family members and they weren't really surprised. Like there was one time where we were Skyping with a sibling and we kind of announced it to them and they didn't really respond. And we kind of thought, oh, maybe the connection went out on Skype or something. Maybe they didn't actually hear that. And they're like, no, we heard it. Yeah, that's really cool.
Where are you going?
Like, where are you going? You know, that's something that you guys would do because they knew our personalities. They knew.
Your mom reacted though. She was like, what?
Oh yeah. Yeah, she did.
She reacted. And my mom cried, but they were thrilled. My parents travel a ton. They were thrilled.
Great. So you guys took a couple of weeks to sell everything, then went off across the west coast of California, a little bit of Canada and into Hawaii, right? And Whitney was very young at that time.
Yes.
So that's another one of the reasons that people say they don't want to travel, right? It's like, hey, we have young kids or we have a family. Mm-hmm. And how has traveling with a baby impacted your travels and how have you managed to go through with the process?
We started traveling with Whitney. We went on our first trip with her when she was 5-6 weeks. We took her to Zion National Park for a weekend trip. And then we went to Utah and visited some family. And that was kind of our first initial test run. How is this going to go? We also, I also had heard from so many mothers and friends of mine that babies change so much, so quickly. And so it was a lot about setting expectations, or I should say not having expectations. You really adjust with the baby and with the child. And so, you know, when she was so tiny, a lot of it was around eating every 2 hours. And so if we're on a road trip, we pull over and get the bottle out and we feed and Mike does a time lapse and it's great. And then we keep going. Or there was another night I can think of in Hawaii when she was 7 months old and we were up most of the night with her. And I kept having siblings in my head tell me, you know, say goodbye to your sleep. And we've told, Mike and I have told each other plenty of times, like, okay, remember, if we were at a home base, we would have nights like this. There are difficulties in travel, of course, that do make it a little bit harder or more challenging. But we kind of look at it as we'd rather be in a really beautiful location and a really new place, or in new places with her as she changes and as she grows, if that's possible.
Yeah. And how's that changed as she's kind of grown up? She's a little over a year now, right?
Yeah. She's 16 months.
And she's running everywhere now. So she's not just coming along with us like she was before. When she was younger, she would just like be in the carrier and kind of go along with us. But as she grows, she's forming more opinions and she wants to experience things and she wants to pick up that rock and that stick over there and she wants to run down that trail and all those things. And so we've had to adjust it a little bit, but it's still so much fun because we're now experiencing everything through her eyes.
So as you're adjusting to that, now you're getting ready to welcome another little baby, right? So first of all, congratulations on your upcoming little girl. How is the addition of another baby going to impact your travels, if at all?
So we plan to continue traveling full time and adjust with having two babies, I guess, along for the ride with us. The one thing I can think of is that it might be a bit slower. So right now we typically stay 2 to 3 weeks in a country, sometimes a month. We will be planted or based somewhere for probably 4 months with the new baby, three to four months. But we hope to continue doing photography and video like we love. And just like we did with Whitney, you know, we understand that it's going to be challenging, but we'll just adjust with the baby and hope for the best. Because I get nervous, if I'm being honest. Like, of course we're nervous about it, but we're also optimistic.
No, and that's just great to hear that you plan on continuing. And yeah, it might not be the same, but it'll still be different in your own way. And you'll still find ways to manage and continue to have those amazing experiences. So up to this point, what has been your favorite destination of the places that you visited?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I would have to say Milford Sound in New Zealand. Is that yours?
It's one of mine.
It's one of yours. I know. This is such a hard question. We all have this like short-term memory when it comes to favorite destinations because we're in a destination. We're like, whoa, this is our favorite destination now. This place is incredible. But no, I would have to say Milford Sound is just incredible. The drive there is amazing. People told us how cool Milford Sound was, but I would like to add,
tell them what it is.
It's actually a fjord, and you know, the glacier has carved out this incredible inlet, and then the ocean has receded, and so it's the ocean, but it's these towering granite walls on either side. So we got to do a couple cruises around there, and it was pouring rain, which is actually a good thing. If you go to Milford Sound, you want it to rain there because it goes from just a couple waterfalls to literally thousands of waterfalls, and they're cascading down the rock, and it's this awesome mixture of green and granite, and then you have these waterfalls coming down, and it's just awesome. So top that.
Milford Sound. How about you, Carly?
Probably the next favorite would be Mount Cook National Park, or it's Aoki, is the official name of it.
Mount Cook Aoki.
Yeah, Aoki. And also on the South Island of New Zealand, it's just so spectacular. I don't think I've ever been on a hike as beautiful as those still, even with all the hiking we've done since then. The hiking trails to the glaciers in Mount Cook National Park are just breathtaking, and they have a lot of activities there that we weren't able to do because we were with Whitney. So when our kids are older, we will be going back and be doing some glacier climbing and things like that.
Yeah, you guys actually got me really excited right now because we're traveling to New Zealand in December, so in about 5 months. And I'm writing notes right now to make sure we check out Milford Sound, Mount Cook, and check out the South Island.
Oh, that's awesome. That's perfect timing too.
Oh my gosh, Mount Cook.
So in terms of travel and traveling full time, what has been the hardest thing for you guys?
Probably how much time it takes to plan where we're going to go. So we kind of plan out, it's a rolling plan of several months out. I mean, sometimes it's less time than that, and sometimes it's further out than that. It just depends on where and what we're doing. But Carly she's our travel planner, and she does the bookings and the majority of our research. So she kills it in that department. But I also know that it is a ton of work, extremely time consuming and frustrating sometimes. So,
because it's never done. You're never finished.
Yeah.
Like if you have a plan and if you're a family that has a home base and you know you're planning a Europe trip in the summer, you have like 6 months to plan that 1 or 2 weeks that you'll be there, and you plan out every detail. And I have that kind of a personality where I would love to do that, but I can't do that because that's our every day. And you guys are learning that as well, that it's just, you want to have the best experience in every new country and every new destination. You don't want to miss out, but you also have to get sleep.
Yeah, we just had a firsthand experience of that. We recently finished our first week of full-time travel in Maui in Hawaii, and we did a lot. We did something every single day, and we also got a camper van, and we were just going at a really fast pace. And once we got to our next place to Honolulu, now we're just kind of relaxing and realizing that you can't do it all. It's not really a vacation anymore where you can pack as many activities as you want and then you go back to kind of your regular routine and lifestyle. Now it's just going from place to place and finding really what are the best fits for your family in terms of activities to do.
Totally.
It's all about balance. Yeah. It takes a lot of time to figure out the balance that works. And you'll also find there's some places that you go where you want to do that. You know, we only have 4 days in Slovenia, so we are packing it in because we only have 4 days here. But we were just in Spain for 30 or 27 days, and it was much slower because we would do things on the weekend and work during the days. So it does depend a lot about how long you have in each location.
Mm-hmm. And you did mention working throughout the day. So that kind of leads us to our next topic, which is finances, right? One of the big challenges for full-time travel is how do you keep it sustainable? And it looks like you guys have a really good method figured out. So do you want to share what it is that you guys do to sustain your travels financially?
Yeah, sure. I would say that the first thing, though, even before the income is the expenses. So we knew that we couldn't treat it like a vacation because when you go on vacation, you usually splurge and you're usually eating out all the time and you get to go on a bunch of excursions and things. But we knew that we wanted to limit those expenses so that we could stretch out how long we could continue to travel. So I mentioned that first just because that's a mindset that people, ourselves included, need to have in order to make it work. So that's kind of on the expenses side. On the income side of things, I'm a commercial photographer. So I work with brands. I work with outdoor apparel companies, travel agencies, travel bureaus. Carly teaches online piano. So another thing that we're actually super excited about that we've worked on for a long time and just launched is a course teaching teachers how to have more teaching freedom. Carly, why don't you tell them a little bit more about that?
We created a course that's teaching music teachers how to build an online music studio and potentially travel with their music studios. And it's called Teaching Freedom. And we just finished that. But really, that's what I'm most passionate about is teaching music, but also helping other teachers know they can also teach online. And it gives so much, it just brings you so much freedom to be able to, I should say brings me freedom to be able to teach my students. I didn't have to leave my students when we left Arizona. I still have 12 of them right now that we teach while we travel.
Kind of wrapping things up, just wanted to have one final question. And that was, what would you say to other either families or couples or really just individuals that are considering a full-time travel kind of lifestyle?
I would say that anyone considering this type of lifestyle should really look into it and get excited about it because we seriously love it. It's work, but we feel like we would be working anywhere anyway. And we love working on the road and having the freedom to go anywhere we want. It's amazing that we can hop on a plane and go to a new country.
Yeah, that's great advice. And I think another thing is to maybe dispel the myth, if it is a myth out there, that people that travel full time are not on vacation all the time. So if you're considering traveling full-time, you have to understand that it's not purely a vacation. If you are working as you go and you want to make it sustainable, it's a ton of work, but it's a lifestyle of traveling and discovering and adventuring along the way as you are building whatever you want to build and heading in the direction that you want to head.
When we were deciding whether or not to go, we thought, what if we don't? You know, if we don't go, we'll always wonder. And I would tell that to other families, like, yes, you might be scared or anxious or like have all of these doubts and questions, but just to remember that hard things are what make you a better person and what give you the experiences that shape you and shape your life and shape your children. And it's so worth it. Even if it's so hard for a year and you only do it for a year, you're still going to look back on those experiences and always remember the hard days in Morocco or the really, you know, those really hard nights. Like they're experiences that we will always remember even when it was really hard, but the good outweighs the bad and you learn so much along the way that's really of such value.
I couldn't agree more. And just hearing about the great experiences that you had at Milford Sound and Mount Cook, it's, you know, that's what this lifestyle is for. Yes, it's going to be hard. There's going to be a lot of work. There's going to be challenges with the children and with time zone changes and with Wi-Fi connectivity. But when it comes down to it, just finding that time to spend together in new, exciting places, making memories, that's why we do it, yeah. Right? So thank you again, Mike and Carly of the Walton Adventure. We will for sure keep in touch and let us know if you need anything else.
Great. Thank you so much.
So there you have it, guys. That was our first interview with Mike and Carly Walton of the Walton Adventure. If you want to follow their adventures, you can go check out their Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook page at The Walton Adventure, as well as their blog, www.thewaltonadventure.com. And if you're interested in seeing Carly's course on how to teach music online, go to teachingfreedom.info as well.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the first episode of our podcast and that you will join us next week where we will be talking about leaving our home in Colorado and our first stop, Maui. You guys, we slept on the VW camper van. Until then, we hope you subscribe here on CastBox because it's the best app ever! You can also find us on any podcast platform out there. But be sure to check us out on social media. You can find our family on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. At the Jet Setting Family. Be sure to check them out and say hi because I love to read the comments. Until next week,
happy jet setting!
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.